To što se sad događa samo po meni još kvalitativno drukčije, na neki način bolje i organiziranije, a potpuno logično korištenje elemenata glazbe u svakodnevnom životu kojeg možemo nazvati spojem ekologije, anarhizma, društvenih pokreta, vegetarijanstva, uživanja u glazbi, uživanja u transu, prije svega od starih derviških obreda do današnjih digitalno izvedenih šamanističkih obreda.
Kroz radio.
Svima, ovo ispod nas je sjajni momak iz Skoplja po imenu Bay the Fish, inače prošlogodišnji pobednik liste singlova Cross Radia. Čuli smo ga u sopstvenom viđenju jedne poznate teme koju je naslovio Mr. Jazzison. Što se priloga iz Beograda za ovu nedelju tiče, govorit ćemo o jednoj vrlo zanimljivoj izložbi fotografija. Naime, u kući Đure Jakšića je ove nedelje postavljena izložba italijanskog autora Tomasa Bonaventure pod nazivom Hodočašća. Ovaj Rimljanin je u periodu od 2001. do 2004. godine hodao sa desetinama i stotinama hiljada ljudi u Lurdu, Čestokovi, Fatimi, Santiago de Compostela, Međugorju i sličnim mestima i pokušao da fotografijom objasni potrebu tih ljudi da po svim mogućim vremenskim uslovima bez spavanja koračaju za svetim ciljem. Za početak smo pitali Tomasa kako je sve počelo.
The first time I started to do this job was in Poland. I was in Poland before for a job doing reportage there, and everybody was telling me about this pilgrimage going to Częstochowa. So I thought maybe it was a good idea to go there and have a look and take pictures. So I went there thinking to do a job that had to be included in the job I was doing about Poland. But then when I saw what was happening, I realized it was a different story. So I started to think that maybe I could do a reportage about pilgrims. And I followed them for 10 days, the way they're going. It was so interesting, so I went back there and started to do this job about all the other pilgrims.
Na neki način ovdje se ipak radi o ekstremnom ljudskom ponašanju.
In some way, yeah, they are extreme. I mean, maybe because it's the last one, I don't know, but the one in Russia was really impressive because these people are walking for 6 days in the middle of forests and crossing lakes and walking so hard from 2 o'clock in the morning till 7 in the evening, and was quite impressive. And they are really in the middle of nowhere because you go through hills and you never see a city, you never see a village. You're just in the countryside for 7 days walking with them, and they're really impressive, and there are so many.
Kako je izgledala komunikacija sa samim hodočasnicima?
I met some people there, only a couple of people were speaking in English, and they were very helpful if whatever I needed. But in that case, what was very important were the kids. Because the kids, they are the only one there, they could speak some words of English because they're learning it at school. So they were just great because they were talking to me because I was the only foreigner there, and inviting me for lunch or whatever. So they were a good, you know, key to meet the people. They were saying, oh, where are you from? And, you know, basic English, but they were perfect. And it was a good key to get in touch with all the families and groups of people going there.
Među sedam lokacija koje je Bonaventura posjetio nalazi se i Međugorje.
Međugorje is a very sort of weird situation because there are these ladies in Međugorje that they believe that they can get in touch directly with this Madonna. And so they invite the people to meet her on a hill. And it's really a weird situation. So many people gather on this hill in night, and there are these ladies talking directly to Madonna and somehow are inviting the people to get in touch with her. So I'm not a believer, and it's, you are on the top of the hill and you don't see anything happening, and all these people are instead, you know, very touched and looking at the sky. So it was really weird and very interesting.
Na kraju čovjek ipak može da pomisli kako funkcioniše ekonomska strana ovih masovnih okupljanja.
Well, I mean, talking about commerce, yeah, there's big business around it, because of course when many people move together to one place, everyone is trying to sell something to them, like in Lourdes or in Fatima as well in Portugal, or also in Italy, in San Giovanni in the south of Italy. That's a really big commerce around all this movement of people. So they are selling everything, like, you know, bottles of water, of Saint water, of Lourdes, all this. And it's quite a funny world. And it is working. It's, you know, part of the economy of that place. It's sort of happening.
Da li pomišlja na nastavak priče?
I want to do some more. I will do one big pilgrimage in Mexico in December. And then one in Ethiopia, and then I don't know yet, maybe Philippines as well, but I'm not sure about that. But I want to go on about this story of Christians, but away from Europe.
Za sam kraj, ovaj simpatični Italijan priča o svojim sljedećim projektima van priče o hodočašću.
Next time I will do a job about anorexia, you know, this big problem and illness that many young people have, and so I will go to do a reportage about in a clinic where they are curing people having this problem, and I find it very interesting because it's really a sickness of mind somehow in this world in which 2/3 of the world don't eat. There's someone in rich countries that they don't want to eat, and they have problems with eating somehow, with food. So it's very interesting sort of subject. I'll see, I don't know. I'll see what happens.
U uz Emanuela Santoramu iz Beograda vam želimo prijatnu nedelju do sledećeg Cross Radija. Ćao!
Soy Eduardo de Gotham Project y un gran saludo para Cross Radio.